three young adults talking about their difficulties finding a job. Sandra, 19.
I've never had a proper job. No matter where I go, I can't get a job. I've been looking for employment since August last year. I have a City and Guilds qualification in ICT, you know, information and communication technology, and in maths and English, and also spray painting diplomas. I believe that being a girl has counted against me finding garage work. This annoys me no end because I could probably spray cars better than any lad. It simply isn't fair. You wouldn't believe the number of jobs I've applied for over the last 9 or 10 months. It's been unreal. In the last week alone, I've applied for 8 jobs. I really think that I couldn't do more. I'm looking, and I'm applying via the internet, the job centre, and in person. I've walked 5 miles from home in North Kenton, Newcastle, to the city centre to hand out CVs. All for nothing. And I'm not fussy about the kind of work I do. I've applied for waitressing jobs, office work, retail, hand cleaning. Anything that takes my interest. But no luck. And you know what I'm most sick of? Not even getting any feedback. Employers can't even be bothered to acknowledge applications. Oh, I got one reply about 5 months ago from Asda. I had a placement for 10 weeks through A4E, you know, the training provider with Poundland. But it didn't lead to a permanent job. What do I live off? I receive housing benefit and council tax support. But money is extremely tight because I've got to pay back a crisis loan, which I took out to help furnish my rented flat. This comes out of my fortnightly unemployment benefit. I'm living on £85 to £90 a fortnight. But out of this, I am paying £15 electricity and £15 water and still have to find money for food. Nobody can tell me that's enough to live on.
Alan, 20.
I'm going to be 21 next week. Thank God for that. I'll get some money as presents then. If it wasn't for that, I'd be in real trouble. I'm in my second year at Northumbria University, where I'm doing a degree course in interactive media design. I live in rented student accommodation in the Heaton area of Newcastle. I've been job hunting since August. I've used the read.co.uk website to try to supplement my student loan, but without success. I've sent about 40 to 50 applications, mostly to call centres and retail shops. When I made it onto a shortlist of 3 for a job in a clothing shop in Newcastle city centre, I was thrilled. But I wasn't selected. I haven't a clue why. I originally came from Northern Ireland, but will probably remain in northeast England after graduating. I'm hoping for a future career in the website or games sector, but I haven't really thought about it. You can't see into the future.
Neil, 20.
I'm unemployed at the moment and I haven't worked for 13 months. I used to work in a warehouse on the outskirts of Newcastle, but they let me go. They weren't busy enough. And then I had various odd jobs in a garage, delivering leaflets, car washing and working at my uncle's food takeaway, which went bust. At the moment, I live with my mother and receive £105 a fortnight in unemployment benefit. It's really bad. I need the money. I'm sending out 4 to 8 CVs a week. I have national vocational qualification levels 1, 2 and 3 in motor vehicle related skills, but actually I've stopped looking for motor vehicles work. They want 15 years experience and I'm getting too old for apprenticeships. I don't think very much of the job centre. They just put you on courses to give you experience. But I might be going on an energy saving course, something about solar panels. Can't do any harm, and I have nothing else to do anyway. They say alternative energy is the future. Hopefully mine too.